Hey guys, injury lawyer Scott DeSalvo here, and I'm back in the car. And there's another question that I wanted to answer for you, information you need to know if you've been involved in a work injury. It's a common question I get a lot. The question is, what am I going to get in the settlement? Is it going to be worthwhile? What's my case worth? So to answer that, I'm trying to keep it short and simple here. I have other videos on my YouTube channel that go into a lot more detail about how you calculate this stuff, right? And I'm also happy to explain it to you. If you have a question, you can call me or email me, and I'm happy to talk to you about the specifics of your situation, because obviously if I could give you a 2 or 3 minute video that explained all of it, who would need lawyers in the legal system? It'd be way simpler. Although maybe that would be better for everyone, but we live in the world we live in. So what's a case worth? So in workers' comp, here's how it works. Everything's based on what you earn. So a guy who earns twice as much money per hour as another guy can expect to get about twice as much money at the end of the case in a lump sum settlement. And that's just the way the system is set up. So the typical things people get in a workers' comp case is 2/3 of your salary while you're off work with a doctor's note for injuries that you suffered at work. You get all of your doctor bills paid, and then at the end of the case you get something called PPD, which stands for permanent partial disability. That's a lump sum of money that you get that represents the difference in your body. So in workers' comp, you don't get money for things like pain and suffering or you know, stuff like that you'd get like in a car accident case. In workers' comp, literally what they do is they take 60% of your salary, and then they take the diagnosis and treatment you got for your injury, and they compare it to other cases that already settled, right? And what they do is, for each body part, there's like a chart that says how many weeks of work that body part is worth. I know this is getting complicated, but basically what happens is you look up the body part or body parts, you figure out the range of what similar injuries have gotten in the past, and then you multiply it, you get the number of weeks that injury is worth, and multiply it times the 60% of your hourly rate. So in other words, or your average weekly wage, in other words, right? So if you make, if 60% of your income is 200 bucks, and similar cases have settled for 40 weeks, 200 times 40, I think, is 8 grand. So that gives you like some idea. Now, it's not set in stone like that. Like, different cases say injuries are worth more, and other ones say it's worth less. And that's what the dispute is in a lot of these cases when we're trying to settle them. Obviously, insurance company wants to compare your work injury to another one where somebody wasn't hurt as bad as you. And then I want to maximize the value of the case, right? So that's how we calculate it. And the reason I go into that detail is, you know, you can never just call a lawyer and say, I hurt my neck, what's my case worth? Right? The lawyer needs to know where you work, what your work duties are, if you're done going to the doctor, what your ongoing disabilities are, how much money you make per hour or per week, whether you were able to return to work full duty, whether the medical bills are paid, whether the employee owes you back pay. I mean, it's not just a lawyer trick when I tell you how much is my case worth is a bit of a more of a complicated question, right? That's if the case is a basic, simple injury case at work. If it involves a case where you're permanently disabled, like you can never work again, then you're going to be entitled to payments for the rest of your life or a lump sum of money to pay you for that, right? And also the possibility, if we go to trial, we can leave your medical open. Leaving your medical open means that if you're permanently injured and you're going to need medical treatment like monthly for the rest of your life, or weekly or daily for the rest of your life, leaving medical opens means the workers' comp insurance is always going to be on the hook for it. There are other things you can get in workers' comp too, like vocational training. You can get, you know, retraining for a different job. You know, there's other remedies. So, again, I hate answering questions like this because it makes me feel like I'm being a lawyer. And ultimately, I see myself as a human being first. But, you know, I would love to say, well, in workers' comp, a neck injury is worth $50,000. A back injury is worth $100,000. A broken leg is worth $80,000. You know, I'd love to be able to just give you a quick answer like that. But the reason I'm explaining it to you is because I want you to understand it. Because if you ultimately are going to try and settle the case yourself with the insurance company, or if you hire a lawyer, a lot of lawyers don't explain things in as much detail as I do. And so it's going to be easy for you and your lawyer to, you know, to misunderstand each other a little bit if they're just saying, oh, well, it's a good deal, take the deal. But they don't tell you how they got to the numbers, right? So I have friends, you know, other friends who do injury work, and they don't like explaining this stuff to their clients. And I like to do it because I don't see any reason why everybody shouldn't understand the basics. I feel like if the injured worker understands how to calculate this stuff or why it isn't just so cut and dried, then they'll understand why there's a range when you're attempting to settle the case. So anyway, I think this is super important for you to understand. Hopefully I made sense. Thank you for watching, and good luck, and reach out if I can be of assistance. Thanks, and take care. Bye-bye.